So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is just so much fun to be around. Angel Vasquez has a long history in business and in corporate culture, right, and yes. Fitness. And he's got kind of a passionate way of approaching life, and I just had to bring him on. I met him in person a couple weeks ago at an event, at a Keller Williams event. Where we were talking about podcasts, and I just had to bring him on the show. So welcome, Angel. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to join your show.
I love that we're like in the same city and we're still having the recording by Zoom.
Fantastic technology, that's for sure.
I know. It makes it seem like we're right next door. So, you know, one of the things that showed up for me as we were kind of chatting earlier was this idea of putting passion into your work and putting passion into your kind of your life. And tell me a little bit about kind of where that came for you and that high level of energy that you kind of believe in.
Well, I think, you know, everybody, you know, once you've experienced success, then everybody then kind of finds their own formula, right? And the formula for me personally was, you know, at a young age, I experienced success, whether it was in running or playing soccer. And as a kid, I was, you know, I was pretty disciplined, and I was, you know, I'm a life learner. So I took every new activity with a challenge, right? I always wanted to learn. I always wanted to be the best, not to beat everybody else, but just to celebrate whatever skill I had, right? And you know, I carried that throughout my life, and early on I learned that through discipline and through just being passionate and liking what you do and continuing to learn about, you know, what makes whether it was in soccer or in running or in school or any of those things, it's just about, you know, having a focus and really looking at it in a way that having a passion for learning. And I think that I learned early on that, you know, everything requires time and focus and energy, right, to be successful. And, you know, I carried that throughout my life, whether, you know, it was in school or even in terms of just everyday life, right? You approach it in a certain way. I cook, for example, and even, you know, over time, your knife gets dull. Right. And you figure out, well, how do I keep it sharp? Right. And those kinds of just again, I'm a life learner. So you take passion and you go, I want a sharp knife. How do I achieve that? Right. Just
absolutely.
A simple thing like that.
You know,
and you take it on like
I'm
that.
I'm so with you in that. And really the show was, I was telling people, was like, could you learn one thing today from the Erica Glessing Show? Could you take away one thing? Could you take away one learning, one tool, one way of being? And so if we look at approaching life, like what could I learn today?
Right.
It's a very different question than how can I get 10 new clients or something. And if you're asking like, what could I learn today? How could I expand today? What could I do bigger in my brand today? You know, what can I do to expand awareness around the things I feel passionate about today? Those are really generative questions, and it's a much different way of approaching things than kind of more of a, you know, a grinding energy. It's really fun.
No, yeah, you know, and that's a good point, right? Especially, you know, when you're looking, you know, in my current role, you know, I've done a career change to real estate, for example, but at the end of the day, you're selling, right? And sometimes we can get trapped into the idea that you always have to sell, right? But in order to sell, you also have to learn, right? And, you know, you always have to have an open mind, and you have to be open to a lot of different things that are coming your way instead of, you know, constantly focusing on selling. You're right. That's obviously at the top of the list, but there's also opportunities to develop yourself or your brand by being able to listen, right?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been kind of curious about lately is people who are not like people who are willing to learn new technology. And what do you think it takes like to really let technology like help us. Like, it seems like technology changes so fast sometimes, and it can be a little overwhelming for entrepreneurs. And I know some of my listeners notice there's all these new tools available. So tell us a little bit about that sense of like learning how that might tie into mastering some new technologies.
Well, I think it's important, and I've always I always share the story, but it's very, again, it's back to understanding the importance of technology in your daily life. And particularly if you're in business, how it applies to making you more efficient, more productive, and giving you an advantage in terms of allowing you more time to do some of the things that are probably going to generate you more business rather than, you know, sitting around trying to, you know, formulate a spreadsheet or something like that. Right. And, you know, in my corporate life, that was, you know, a big piece of my effort, which was, how do we get salespeople more time to have customer time, those kinds of things. But, you know, now as an entrepreneur, really looking at it and prioritizing, because time can get away from you trying to learn all these things. But you're talking to a person that came from, I switched over when I was in college, I switched over from my electric typewriter, doing, you know, my all-nighters in terms of my papers that I had to turn in the following day. I went from that 1 week to the following week where the Macintoshes were at the school library.
Right? Oh my goodness, really?
So I saw that.
A little bit younger than me, because when I got out of college, I went to the Dixon Tribune, and my first day they let me go to Sears and buy a brand new electric typewriter that I could have on my desk.
Yeah, but see, I come from that standpoint, and since that time, I've always been open to technology. Because technology, you know, and the hard thing about it, that,
learning.
It's not so much a big advantage, but it, you know, and, you know, Steve Jobs was the famous, you know, lines that say, you know, it frees you to be more creative, and, you know, all those kinds, unleashes your creativity, those kinds of things. But, you know, in business, you know, it depends how you're going to integrate it into what you do every day, and how you bring value to your customers. So sometimes you have to look at it, analyze it, and then figure out whether it becomes a high priority, because that's going to get you the most, call it bang for the buck, in terms of not only the efficiency standpoint, but the service level for your customers. And that's what I focus on, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was at a seminar for learning new tools in my new trade, which is some of the systems for doing the analysis on properties in the market, right? And I was sitting there asking a lot of questions, because I'm very eager to learn. I'm passionate in the sense that I need to be able to run those numbers quickly, because the expectation most people today, today's buyer, everything moves fast. And if I take several hours to just generate the numbers and not enough time to do the analysis on what eventually I will present, that's not a good thing, right? So again, back to, is it worth for me to dedicate time to become more efficient at running numbers first, and then being able to then spend more time on my delivery and understanding what the customer needs are?
Right.
And that's going to bring, you know, a big value to the equation in terms of what my value proposition is to the customer.
Wow. That's so cool, because I just think like, when I look at that approach that you're telling me, I love it so much, of just being willing to learn whatever is required, whatever needs to be learned, like just letting go of any blocks. And I'm telling you guys, if you're listening to Angel Vasquez, who's now with a real estate agent in the San Jose area, if you're listening to him, you're listening to me, Erica, you are getting two people who've actually gone through a time of just such huge technology transformation, and the power that gives you to create is just insane. Like with Instagram, you can create photos, you can create your brand, you can create so many things. In Twitter, you can create in YouTube, you can create in Facebook, right? I mean, all these places that will take your creations and share them so many places so easily now. People, it's crazy how much you can share in such an easy fashion compared to in the past.
Yeah, you know, and part of it is, you know, understanding what your message is, and the vehicles for delivering that message are tremendous, right? You know,
yeah.
We're talking about, you know, like I said, you know, obviously I'm showing my age when I went from a typewriter to a floppy disk computer, and that was a big step, right? And now everything is so virtual, right? But I think at the same time, especially when you're marketing yourself, it becomes very important to give yourself enough time to then, you know, plan your message. It gives you more time to do that than actually coming, you know, putting it together, which I think that's what technology, I think, is allowing us to do, right?
Yeah.
But it's awesome. And, you know, I'm in my own new role, you know, there's a lot of new things like Instagram and even videos and just the whole medium that I'm embracing, because, you know, that is the key to be able to be successful and deliver your message and your value proposition. You know, as an entrepreneur,
awesome.
Part of it is, you know, coming up with what it is that you stand for, and then being able to deliver it to as many customers or potential customers that you may have. Right.
Well, that's our time today. Thank you so much for coming to the show. How can people reach you and find out more?
Yeah, they can reach me at avasquezre@gmail.com. And the spelling of that is avazquezre@gmail.com.
Great. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.